morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. This is the fourth week in Advent. Yesterday, we just lit the candle of love. And we've been making this journey together through the book Honest Advent by Scott Erickson. And we've taken pieces and bits from that book to talk about Advent and what it means and some deeper spiritual meanings. And this week, what I want to talk about is the phrase, do not be afraid. Or be not afraid, as it is often said in Scripture. When there are messengers or angels that show up, there is this moment where the angel or messenger needs to say, be not afraid. Because for us as humans, anything that's different scares us. It puts fear in us because it's the unknown. And these moments when messengers show up, we often think of angels with wings and just very attractive people, but Scripture doesn't always have that. Sometimes it's simple as saying, behold, the glory of God appeared. And so instead of it being an angel that's coming to give you a word, sometimes in our lives it's a moment. It's a moment that we can't explain. It's a moment where we know that something profound has happened, but we can't translate it from that moment to somebody else and have it mean the same thing. Maybe you've had those spiritual moments, those thin places, as we call it in our tradition, where it feels like the kingdom of God and the kingdom of earth are in a place where it's very thin and you could see through it, that you're experiencing the kingdom of God here and now. And so one of the examples Scott Erickson gives is this idea of swimming in an ocean, in open water, and a humpback whale comes up next to you. That's a scary moment, but it's a very peaceful animal, and it just wants to be there. It's not harming or threatening in any way. And many people who have gone surfing and had these type of experiences call it magical, spiritual, because it is awakening you to a moment that you are part of something that's bigger than yourself. And so maybe you've had those moments in your life. Because the glory of God and these awakenings, these spiritual awakenings, are moments to wake us up to that. Scott Erickson says, be not afraid because it's shattering the security you found in limited conclusions. So our conclusions as humans is that we as humans are disappointments and full of sin. Our divine encounters are only meant for certain people, clergy, people that seek it out. God cannot wait to reveal his wrath on earth. And we deserve to be left out of God's kingdom because of our sinfulness. Those are the conclusions that we have for ourselves. And these messengers of God, the angels and messengers that showed up to Mary and Joseph to said, be not afraid, actually their message is this. Their message, instead of we as humans are full of disappointments and sin, their message is that we as humanity, our humanity is a gift. Our humanity is a gift just as baby Jesus is a gift. It's good to be in your body, for all kinds of miracles happen through your body. And instead of thinking that divine encounters only happen for a select few, the messenger says that divine encounters happen in the humblest of places, at your home, at your job, at your friend's house, in the humblest of places, just as Jesus was born in the humblest of places, in a barn. And when our conclusion is that God cannot wait to reveal his wrath on earth, the messenger is saying that God didn't enter the world as a giant to bring judgment and wrath, but as a human child and a loving participant to help in the ultimate healing of all things. And then when the world talks about, or when our conclusions are that we are not fit for the kingdom of God, the messenger says that the love that God and Christ shows is intentionally inclusive in its restoration of all living things and all things. That's why the angel says, fear not. Because the message that God brings us is way better than any message that we tell ourselves. That this Christmas, when we celebrate the birth of Christ, that is a moment that exceeds all our expectations. That it wasn't God coming down to to destroy things, to destroy things through war and violence, but came as a vulnerable baby to be taken care of by God's own creation, to be raised by God's own creation, to show a way of life, the kingdom of God, the way it's supposed to be, through love and compassion and vulnerability. So as we think of the candle of love this week, may we always repeat the words that we may remember that God is not to be feared because God loves you. That love is the main point of Christmas. Have a great week.